This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Have you been Corona shamed yet? Kristen was Corona shamed by our mail carrier yesterday. New Country 99.5 The Wolf. Good morning. We're the Merry Morning Show. Nick and Kristen, and we were outside with our daughter when the mail carrier was like,
"Whoa, no touching. No touching."
Yes, let me just preface this by saying I'm taking this very seriously. I am taking the stay-at-home order very seriously. I never go anywhere.
Yeah.
We just come straight here. We go straight back home. But occasionally when it's not raining, we take Lily out into our front yard in front of our garage, and we let her kind of run around.
Because she needs to get out, get some energy, some vitamin D.
And as we were out, the mail carrier showed up in his truck, and he had a package.
Yeah.
And he was scanning it, and I walked over to him, absentmindedly about to take the package from him.
Yeah, so he didn't have to get out of his car.
Right. And he was like, "Whoa!" And he said, "Stop! Stop right there!" And I was like, oh, that's right. And he goes, 6 feet apart, social distancing. And he's like, "I'm going to leave this package on the ground, and then I'm going to drive off, and you can come and get it." And I was like, okay.
This is the weird world we're living in.
I mean, it's like such a bizarre universe we're living in. And honestly, like, he was absolutely right for telling me to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And it just didn't occur to me to not go grab it from him.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to be nice. I was like, "Well, don't get out of your car. Like, let me go get it for you." And he was like, no. Get away from me.
Yeah, it's just, and afterwards, we're just like, man, is that what kind of thing we're living in now? That we have to, you know, be yelled at by our mail carrier?
I mean, thank goodness he did, because I would have gone over and grabbed it from him, and I'm sure he would have been uncomfortable the whole night.
But then you took your sleeves that you had and put them over your hands and picked up the box, and we're like, I'm just like looking at this whole scene. It's insane what's happening
so
right now.
It's so different now. So 503-733-WOLF, have you been yelled at by a complete stranger for being Corona shamed?
I actually was.
Were you
at the grocery store, and they have now apparently little lines that you have to stand on. There's a box at the Safeway I go to in Vancouver, and I was standing a little past it.
Okay.
I was still 6 feet away, but I was a little past it, and like the cash register is like, "Can you please stand on the line?" And I was like, I didn't even think she was talking to me.
Yeah.
And I like look up from my phone because I'm, you know, tuned out. And then she's like looking me directly in the eye. And I'm like, line.
Get
and
I look
down and there's like boxes on the ground. I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know that was happening. I'm naturally distant.
Yeah.
So I was still 6 feet away and I was like, oh, this is good enough. I'm not going to be crowding people. But apparently I wasn't far enough away.
Look, this is all good. Like, we're not saying, you know, like, oh, this is terrible. I shouldn't have to stand 6 feet apart.
It's just new.
Definitely should.
Yeah.
It's just a very new reality. And we want to know if we're the only people that are getting yelled at.
503-733-WOLF, have you been, we're calling it Corona shamed, because why not? Have you been Corona shamed yet? We want to hear the story. The Corona shaming is strong. New Country 99.5 The Wolf. Good morning. We're the Married Morning Show. Nick and Kristen, and we've both, over the last couple days, been Corona shamed.
Yeah, and we're taking this really seriously.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, sometimes there's a lapse in judgment where you go back to your old life.
Yeah.
And you walk up close to somebody, or you know, go to reach out for a package like I did yesterday.
You just forget. It's only been a couple weeks, and I haven't, I guess I'm not thinking about it all the time. I'm trying not to.
Right.
And so you get shamed by the mail carrier for trying to be nice.
Yeah, well, I was trying to take a package from him so he didn't have to walk all the way up.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Whoa! Get back!"
And I was shamed at the grocery store for not standing on the box, which if you didn't know, they have boxes now, like little lines that you're supposed to stand on. And I looked behind me and everyone else is on their box.
Good job.
I was like, aw. I was on.
Don't be that guy.
I was playing Pokemon. I wasn't paying attention. So 503-733-WOLF, have you been Corona shamed? Erica from Portland says, I was coming out of the bathroom stall at work today. Another woman was coming in and she stopped and yelled at me. She said, don't touch me. Don't touch me. She's like, I never would have touched her anyway, but it was so awkward.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no one's going around touching people.
Yeah.
Kathy from Vancouver says, yeah, I went to the store and I forgot all about social distancing. I got in line at the cashier and stood too close to the man. And he said, back up! And he said, stand on the line, just like Nick.
Kathy, the line. It's a thing.
Yeah.
503-733-WOLF, have you been corona shamed?
Yeah, yesterday morning.
So what happens?
I'm an essential worker. We just got our letters from Homeland. We do all the telecommunications for 911 first responders.
Oh, yes.
We were fixing some fiber out in the road in Portland, and some nurse came out and yelled at us, aren't you supposed to be 6 feet apart? I was like, do you want internet or not?
She's like, carry on.
Yeah, I mean, how many people does it take to install it?
We usually have two or three people in a really close quarters, but, I mean, we got our cool essential letters from Homeland Security we got to carry around with us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we have ours in our backpack.
We're all very essential. You're definitely essential. I don't know why they keep giving us letters.
Yeah, I don't know why we're here.
Yeah. Why are we here?
We're definitely not essential. But, you know, we're glad to be here.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. 503-733-WOLF. Kathy from Beaverton went to the store, forgot all about distancing. Oh, no, that's the same one.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess a lot of people are having the problem at the grocery store.
Yeah, the grocery store's tough.
Yeah.
FYI, guys. There's a line now.
Have you been corona shamed? 503-733-WOLF, or you can text us 20357.
Do you want to win an iPad? It's surprisingly easy. We'll tell you how at 640 on The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.